Did you know that you're built by design to win? Life is too short not to make your dreams a reality. I'm Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Counsell. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, a podcast that provides simple strategies for goal achievement, more confidence, personal happiness, boosting your income, and building a quality lifestyle as an entrepreneur. Let's get started. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome to Thriving Thursday on Designing Your Life Today. Today, we're going to talk about beliefs and blame. Who is really responsible for your success or lack thereof? If you didn't achieve your goals this year, you still have a few more weeks left, and depending on the size of the goal, who knows, you might be able to pull it off. The object of the game is to never quit until the buzzer sounds. Now, on Tuesday, we talked about the importance of getting in touch with your belief system, and I gave you three reasons why you want to get in touch with your belief system and what it can do for you when it comes to setting your goals and also goal achievement. Well, today we're going to continue to talk more about beliefs, but we're going to talk about beliefs and blame and who's really responsible for you achieving your goals. Now, the easy answer is you are responsible because you're the one who set the goal. And if you didn't achieve it, then who else is there to blame other than yourself? But this isn't really about blame. This is about taking responsibility for getting to where it is you said you want to be. But I want to talk about blame in relation to your beliefs and what you truly believe. A lot of times when people set goals and they don't achieve the goals, they don't really want to look at the real reason behind the lack of achievement. And sometimes when they don't get what they want, they don't realize that that powerful belief system that they bought into that's maybe counterproductive to their achievement is to blame, if there is such a thing, is responsible for them not achieving the goal. So wherever you are today, it's not about you beating yourself up. It's not about you making yourself feel badly, but it is about you understanding that you are ultimately responsible for where you are in your life. Whether I achieve my goals or not, that part is up to me. If I allow someone else to interfere with that and to let's say become a distraction into my life, then that becomes my fault, if there is a fault. Okay, and there is. In that case, it's all on me. The object of the game is to take full responsibility for where you are in your life. And so when you take full responsibility for where you are in your life, now you're going to understand what it takes to get to where it is you want to be. A lot of times we don't want to take responsibility because we don't really understand why we didn't get what we want, why we didn't achieve the goal, why it didn't happen. And so what do? We take the easy way out by blaming someone else for us not getting what we want. Or we look at people and we criticize that person and we find fault with that person because we are not courageous enough to step out and go towards our own goals. If your belief system is one that is rooted in fear, it's going to be very difficult for you to achieve. Even when you get the answers handed to you, it's going to be hard for you to step out and go to where it is you want to go. Sometimes we're afraid to go for what we really want, and then we see others going for it. And if they're of a different gender, if they're of a different ethnicity, we come up with reasons as to why we are not making it. Now, that does not mean that you won't have challenges because of gender or because of ethnicity. That doesn't negate that. But what I am saying is that regardless of the challenge, as a human being, you are able to overcome those challenges. So you're definitely able to get to where it is you want to be. And so when we start to blame others for us not getting what we need in our lives, now that becomes the belief system that our success is based on someone else. Our success is based on someone else's actions. Our success is based on perhaps the rules that the government set. Our success is based on the fact that we were born on the wrong side of the tracks, but we find a reason to create a belief system that prevents us from achieving. If you were to look back at your 2017 goals, take a moment and look at each goal and really be honest about why you didn't achieve the goal. The importance of doing that is that when you can look back and see why it didn't happen, now you're able to take that corrective action, and you can either modify the goal for 2018 and kind of, you know, instead of going for the big gulp in one shot, you can take a little sips and you can still get the same result and go even faster. So take a look at your goals for 2017 that you did not achieve and allow that to come into play when you're looking at your 2018 goals. So be honest about your belief system and what is it rooted in. For example, if you say you wanted to earn a certain amount of money, if you say, oh, I'm going to be a millionaire, but you're not doing millionaire work, then it's no one else's fault. Sometimes I've heard people say that they are not making enough money because people like Bill Gates and some of the other wealthy people, they're taking all of the money. The reality of it is they're not taking it, they're earning it. And we come up with reasons as to why we shouldn't have the things that we want. But the only reason, or the only one who's responsible for us not getting what we want, is the individual, that person that you see looking in the mirror back at you, that person that I see looking in the mirror back at me. So when I don't achieve a goal, there is, if I can't find a, what I call a rational reason. In other words, if I'm not able to exercise because I had to go to the chiropractor, I hurt because of my back issues, a back issue at that time. And so, okay, that prevented me from that. But you know what? When the issue is over, okay, now I don't have a reason. Okay. And even then, there are certain exercises that you can do. So you have to be honest about what are you really doing to get to where it is you want to be. And if you can go back once again and look at your 2017 goals, then you will be able to see the difference in how you believed throughout this year and the difference in the belief system that you're going to adopt for 2018. When you look at who's really responsible for where you want to go, it's not about you beating up yourself. It's not about you making yourself feel badly. It's not about you thinking, oh, there's something wrong with me or with yourself. It's not about any of that. It's about you saying, you know what, I'm going to take full responsibility for where I am. Because here's the truth of the matter. The truth of the matter is whatever goals you set, if you set those goals for you and not because someone else wanted you to, and then you didn't achieve them, then yeah, you need to have a conversation with yourself, because you can always decide, I don't want to do this. I don't want to achieve this goal. I don't want to write this book. I don't want to run a marathon. I don't want to do this. And you can make that decision. Now, once you decide what it is you don't want to do, because as human beings, in order to be productive and to feel good about yourself, you must fill in the other side to that, which is, what do you want? And now when you start to fill in what you really want, you will probably be more productive, assuming that you're excited about the goal, you're excited about where you're going, and that your belief system says that it is very possible, that it's probable that it will happen if you step up and step out to make it happen. See, the thing about you setting your goals, there are no right or wrong ideas. And you get to decide what's right for you. Now, there are realistic versus non-realistic. If you say, you know what, I think in 2018, I'm going to be a pink elephant. Now, you can wear a pink elephant suit, but underneath that, you're still a human being. So you must fall in line or stay in line with kind of universal law, spiritual law, that says as a human being, this is what you're capable of doing. And believe me, the possibilities are endless. The object of the game is to open your mind and expand your thinking and allow it to happen. We prevent ourselves from having our best life when we don't pay attention and connect with the right belief system. Fear, blame. Oh, if only this had happened. If only I had been born to rich parents. If only. You know what? There are a lot of people who started out broke and they worked hard and they earned it. They earn the money. We find reasons to make it seem as though people that have money, that they stole it, that they did something wrong, that they did something crooked. And don't get me wrong. Some people, yeah, kind of did some things that perhaps they shouldn't have done. But the reality of it is there are a lot of people who work very hard, very smart, and they take the time and create a plan and they get the life that they want. So take a look at your belief system. See what it is you're buying into. If you see the world as flawed, as bad, as everybody's crooked and everything's wrong, then that might explain why you don't achieve your goals. But on the other hand, if you realize that, you know what, no world is without its problems. No country is without its problems. And as a result, it spills over into other countries, which means the world is not without its problems. Does that mean you can't have a good life? No, you can have a great life, but you have to make that decision and you have to allow your belief system to adopt that concept, to buy into it, to believe. So if you really want to make yourself responsible or hold yourself responsible for something, hold yourself responsible for really believing in your dreams. Hold yourself responsible for going for the best of the best. Hold yourself responsible for holding your life to a higher standard. See, this isn't about whether you hit the mark or not. It's about having a mark or a target to hit, having something to focus on. And most of the time you will hit that target because you're going to keep your focus. And if you keep your focus, you will hit it. And you'll find if you don't hit it, you're going to find someone who will come along that will be more than happy to help you. That would be your mentors, your coaches. That would be some of the books that are currently on the market and are perhaps a book that hasn't even been written yet, and it's about to come onto the market as soon as they're finished writing it. But either way, something will present itself. Something or someone will present themselves or itself into your life so that you can achieve your goals. Don't let anyone talk you out of your dreams. Don't let anyone convince you that this is a bad, bad world that we live in to the point where we can't have something good. You are not here on this earth to live a bad, bad life. You're not here on this earth to not achieve goals that you set. So when we talk about who's responsible, the minute you put your, let's say the outcome of your life, the success of whether you achieve your goals onto someone else, or because the economy changed, or because we have a different president now, and you start to make them responsible for your life, you will not thrive. You're not going to reach the level that you've always wanted to reach in your life. You're going to find excuses for failure. You're going to spend lots of time procrastinating and coming up with all the reasons why your life will not work. And sometimes we do it without even realizing it. It's disguised as what's wrong with the world. But what we're really saying is, here's why I'm not making my goals happen. So when you think about your goals for 2018, look at your belief system, look at kind of your blame meter, if you will. And I've had to look at my own over from time to time. And I make sure I do that because it's kind of easy to blame someone else. And when you can blame someone else, then it kind of lets you off the hook. It makes you feel better. But the reality of it is you don't thrive. And the object of the game is for you to thrive, for you to feel good about yourself, for you to feel confident in your ability to achieve. So that's what it's all about. So when we talk about beliefs and blame and who's really responsible, the person you see in the mirror is responsible. Yeah, that probably stung a bit, right? So, but still, even if it stung a little bit, it will heal. The reality of it is once you take responsibility and you make a firm decision that you are going to win, that you are going to achieve the goals, that you're not going to hold someone else responsible for the life that you want. And when you step out and start doing that, you're going to get what you want. Sometimes we want to have something into our life and we think that that one person is the only one who can give it to us. And that's not true. You can get what you want from more than one person. Life is set up to work for you, not against you. So position your belief system so that you can buy into the idea that you are supposed to have this amazing life that you say that you want. Well, with that being said, you guys, that is all I have for you. And you know what? Monday is actually Christmas for those of you that celebrate Christmas as I do. Merry Christmas. For those of you that celebrate other holidays, then I want to wish you a happy holiday. I want you to enjoy the holidays. I want you guys to have a great happy new year. Of course, you'll hear from me before then, but I still want you to have a happy new year. And I want you to set your goals so that you are enjoying life. It is about doing life with power. And the minute you start to blame someone else and making it seem as though wealth is not possible and getting what you want isn't possible, you're not going to get what you want. So take responsibility for where you are today and make the decision that you are going to come from a position of power, and you're not going to allow anyone else to tell you how to live your life, or you're not going to allow anyone to dictate to you because of what's going on in the economy. Make the decision that you're going to win no matter what. Hey, you guys, enjoy the holidays, have fun, live, love, laugh. Dance a bit, do whatever it is you have to do. Make sure you set some amazing goals and do life with power.